Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
West Coast. East Coast. Down here's Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial and charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80. Only they were crack airborne outfits. Now they took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Filtrators came up illegal from Mexico, Cubans mostly. They managed to infiltrate SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne.
Opened up the door down there, walked right through the subcommittee on the southern border, the traitorous Mayorkas on the hot seat. Of course, this week you've seen, perhaps, if not, we'll show you a little bit of the Mayorkas getting drilled by people like Senator Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and others. But the fact of the matter is the southern border, the strongest. I mean, it's never been better. You just listen to PBS, you know, all of the left captured corporate mass media. It's never been stronger. Yet you've got 920%. Listen to me, 920% increase in Chinese nationals coming through the southern border. But Mayorkas has the unmitigated gall to sit there and say, "Hey, it's everything's under control." That, and the war by the trans activists, declared by the trans activists against Christians, and against lawmakers who, you know what, not backing the, let's just give medications for all. No. So they're threatening us. And you know something? Here's a little bit of advice, in my view, advice. If they threaten to kill you, pay attention. If they're threatening you, pay attention to what they're saying. As we saw yesterday, the manifesto, which will probably be never be ever released. Yeah, I wonder what was there. Did it mention the trans agenda? Interestingly, the Facebook, the social media presence of that individual that killed the men, women, and children at the Christian school in Nashville. The social media presence was scrubbed. Oh, there were a few people that were able to grab it before it was scrubbed. But very pro, I mean, a big activist, big trans activist. And here we are. Remember, it started out with, hey, we just want to love one another. We just want to love who we love. And then we want to marry who we want. You know, who we want to marry. And then we want trans rights and minor attracted persons to be a protected class. It goes on and on and on to now where we are at the point. If you don't submit to our agenda, then we're going to kill you. You don't believe me? The View, Jane Fonda, talking about the infanticide. There's always murder, she said, about those people who block the ability there, the trans movement. There's always murder. Just check the social presence of the trans activists, the Day of Vengeance. Oh, you think that's funny? No, it's not. And of course, again, as I mentioned, a nation under attack, a nation in under invasion. That's the United States coming into where we are right now. And you've got O'Biden, not Biden, but O'Biden, doing what he's told. Obama's hand so far up his rectal cavity, grabbing onto his lips and telling him what to say, along with, you know, it's interesting because if he didn't know this, one of Biden's advisors is Anita Dunn. If you look at his advisors and all of the people around him, they're Obama retreads. They're the weather underground, 2 degrees, 1 degree of separation, or even directly advising him. These are the anarchists of the old days. These are the communists of today. With me again today to continue what we were talking about yesterday is Randy Taylor. Randy, come on board. How are you?
How are you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Quite a day yesterday.
Yeah, indeed. If we have a chance, I'd like to hit a couple of comments toward the end of the show about yesterday's show, because, you know, I love feedback, and I know that you like to get feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. And some of the comments left on Rumble, on the Rumble channel, I think we should address. But before we do, I'd like to I'd like to dismiss, even though this is out of order, I'd like to dismiss or take care of something up front here. And that is the Trojan horse that is the Resist Act, or the better known as the TikTok bill. And this was written at uncoverdc.com, Tracy Bean's website, along with others. The author is Wendy Maloney, or I'm sorry, Mahoney. And this is a very interesting thing that we have. Folks, it's on the screen right now. I have a link to it at hagmanpi.com. And here's the deal with this. And Randy Taylor, I want to get your opinion on this, because this is something that I think that, again, people are falling for lies. The article starts out by saying, if you yearn for more terrifying government intrusion into your life, then the Restrict Act is the bill for you. And I should add this. This was mentioned in one of the comments from yesterday's show, and they were exactly right, because I was looking at this as well. In fact, I think I might have posted this, or somebody posted this to Hagman PI late last night. But anyway, clue number one: this bill is poorly conceived and exemplifies dangerous government overreach with its endorsement by Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. Let me tell you something. If you've got anything endorsed by Jake Sullivan, you better take a really good hard look at it. Also, the fact is, Sullivan is applauding the idea that Americans cannot make good decisions regarding their internet choices related to all devices, VPNs or otherwise, in their homes. Also, the Secretary of Commerce, who the president that office appoints, will be in charge of the systematic framework to track your devices and certain transactions, and then penalize those who step out of line. This is in the bill itself. And Tucker Carlson did a great piece last night, or the night before, I'm sorry. And it's embedded within this article. And you can watch it, the truth about those who went to ban TikTok. It's really good. We don't have to take time out to watch it today. But the bottom line here is this is like saying, Randy Taylor, this is saying, hey, you know what? we don't want the Chinese to conduct surveillance. No, no, no. We want to conduct the surveillance, meaning the intelligence apparatus of the United States. That's the objective.
They want to keep it at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it all in the family.
Exactly. And then not only that, dish out the, so they conduct the surveillance, they identify the domestic terrorists, and then they decide what to do with those domestic terrorists that they define. And that's what this bill is about. So if you think this bill is a savior against Chinese Communist Party influence, you're wrong. What this is doing is this is turning the screws of surveillance against you, the average American citizen, and in fact, giving them the platform to surveil and also to punish you and ultimately control you on the internet. You've got to read this article. It's well done. It's well laid out. It's one of the best investigative reports I've seen about this particular bill, and that's Uncovered DC. Go to the program description box, HagmanPI.com, or just go to HagmanPI.com. You'll see the picture there. And bada bing, bada bang, read this, commit it to memory, but don't let them go through with this because this will take us down. Randy Taylor, your thoughts.
And notably, at the very same time in Canada, there's a bill C-11, that is trying to do the exact same thing. Control what you see on the internet. I've already explained this to folks. I'll say it again. Every one of these governments has made, they have a contract with Google and the search engine providers to censor what you will see and what you will not see. Search something in one country, and as I told you, go to Google, punch in another country, Denmark, Google, in the search term. It'll kick you over to Denmark, Google, click on that link, bring up Google, search U.S., put the same search terms in, say, Denmark. You will get two different sets of results. Be advised, that's been going on for a while.
Or you can do this, and I would urge everyone to do this, not because it's ours. I mean, not because we're an affiliate, but go to HagmanPI.com, click on affiliates, look at Proton VPNs, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right on that, Eric Tech? Yeah? Okay. Get yourself a Proton VPN. The others are white labeled. Basically, they all come from the same place. They're just, they got, you know, their names on them.
And the other thing, when Google asks for your location, when it pops up and it asks for your location, do not agree to giving your location.
Exactly.
I'm just telling you, that's one of the ways that they pilot what you're going to see.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it to you. This is worldwide. Google is a monster. I often thought, you know, because they would speak of the beast in the Bible. There for a long time, I thought, you know, it's quite, because they said that basically the beast would speak and go against what God says and people would believe it. And if that doesn't describe Google, I don't know what would.
Well, it's actually everything's under Alphabet, Google. I mean, it's just absolutely controlled information. This is a captured operation.
Because they think about how powerful Google is. They didn't get that with click ads, okay? I'll tell you right now, they've got contracts all over the world with individual governments.
Yeah.
Trust me on that. And anybody that denies that at Google is a liar.
And outside of Brighteon, BitChute, and a few others, I would include YouTube and even to some extent Rumble in there in terms of capturing and also reporting information and throttling information. I'm telling you right now on Rumble, okay, look, I can see the back end of our channel and I can see the satellite, the audio numbers as well. Nothing adds up. And there's, so having said all of that, all right, as far as I'm concerned, get the hell out of the, lose your smartphone or at least turn it off or put it in a one of those bags.
Faraday pouch.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. With your car keys, please.
Yeah, that too, because
I know right now in one of the neighborhoods that I live in, that's a rash of, and they're coming up and they're doing it right through your front door.
You know, I remember when hotel rooms used to cost like $24 a night, $24 a night, and they actually gave you a key. Okay, yep. not a card. I don't, you know, somebody, the first time I... I remember the first time I was handed I asked for my stepson's key, and he hands me this I don't know, this thing. I said, "Where's the key?" He said, "That is a key." I said, "What do you mean it's a key? I need a key." And this is like, I don't know, probably 10 years ago. Oh, no, that's it.
Well, I thought it was for room service or something.
What the hell am I supposed to do with this? So I sat in the driveway for like 10 minutes trying to figure out what the hell to do with it, where to put it. I was, you know, anyway. All right. So,
and if you don't think they're listening to you,
no, they are.
Do an experiment with your spouse or whatever. Talk about a particular thing you want in your house. Say, paint. I'm doing a remodel right now, so I noticed that we were talking about kitchen faucets, and I kid you not, all of a sudden, boom, Wayfair, great deals on kitchen faucets. And I'm like, what? You are being spied on. Even if you try and protect yourself, you would have to remove every appliance and every electronic device from your home to stop this.
And that goes for appliances too. You know, these,
yes.
It's convenient. Smart refrigerators, mm-hmm. and smart thermostats. Yes. Okay, stop it, folks. Stop it. Buck the system. Okay, yep. Don't trade convenience for your security. And for your privacy.
It is nuts. Nothing is sacred anymore.
That's exactly right.
There are no secrets.
No. Now, I want to get to what we started with, the border, because I'm going to spend the majority of the time on the war, the trans war against us, because this is going to play a big part. But just for some show and tell, I don't know how else to describe this, because here's what I want to know. I want to know if Mayorkas, Biden, and company are going to be held responsible for the crap show down at the southern border. Because, it's fun to listen to Mayorkas get his back end handed to him. But is there anything going to come of this? Let's go to video three, if that's all right with you, Eric the Tech. This is Cornyn to Mayorkas, you should be fired. This is this will be video three in the show notes, HagmanPI.com. Open up the page and you can play it. Start at 157. Here it is. Soon.
Mr. Secretary, you understand that you have a credibility problem with the Congress and with the American people, don't you?
I have unflinching confidence in the integrity of my conduct.
No, I'm
pause
saying
that for a second. If I was asking those questions, I would walk down, I would slap that son of a bitch right across his face. That's just me. Okay.
Strike one.
Really? I mean, unflinching. Shut up. All right.
Told us two patently inconsistent things. For example, you said we do have operational control of the border in 2022. You said the border is not, in fact, open. And then I think I heard you say here that no administration has ever had operational control of the border. Isn't that what you said?
No. That is not what I said.
That's not what you said. Well,
may I clarify?
With 4.8 million people coming to the border and being ushered into the interior of the United States, perhaps never to be identified or heard from again, and with 108,000 Americans dying of drug overdoses last year alone, with those drugs flooding across the border, you think everything is just hunky-dory.
That is absolutely not true. Senator,
no,
I understand the gravity.
I understand your answer. You said it's not true, and I disagree with you.
Senator,
last month, I went to Hayes Consolidated Independent School District in Kyle, Texas. And I met with Shannon and Darren McConville and Brandon Dunn and Janelle Rodriguez. The McConvilles lost their 17-year-old son, Kevin, to fentanyl poisoning. He had pizza for dinner and then came back down looking for a second helping, and none was left, his mom said. So she offered to make him a tuna fish sandwich, and instead he went upstairs and went to bed. And when they went to his bedroom the next morning to wake him up, he was dead because of fentanyl poisoning. Brandon Dunn and Janelle Rodriguez's 15-year-old son, Noah, who loved sports, they called him a genuine, kind, and a jokester. He began, his mental condition began to deteriorate during COVID-19, and unfortunately it had some experience with illicit drugs, but while spending the night at a friend's house during the first weekend of the school year, Noah took a pill laced with fentanyl and died of fentanyl poisoning. Mr. Secretary, would you like to take the opportunity here today to apologize to these parents who lost their children because of fentanyl poisoning, because of the policies of your department and the Biden administration? Would you like to apologize to them?
Senator, my heart is with the family of every victim of a drug overdose theft.
Yeah, okay.
Is that an apology?
I would come down again. That's where I'd come down again and smack him on the other side of the face, his bald little noggin.
I'll hold him while you smack him.
Okay. All right. Now see, here's the problem. I can't stomach any more of this, this particular clip. Cornyn does say you should be fired. Okay. So, but I can't even get to that point. But here's the thing with this. He proceeds to say, and you have experience with this. You and I have traded, not classified, but special access memos from DHS back in the day, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. You had access to those. I had access to those. And we used to trade.
Oh, we provided them to them in a lot of cases.
True. But he Mayorkas goes on to say, well, 90% of the fentanyl comes across through points of entry. And you're going to hear this argued by your neighbor, your coworker, your disagreeable mother-in-law or whatever.
Every uninformed idiot out there.
Right. Now, that's not necessarily incorrect that it comes, they come through the port of entry.
But it's not the majority.
No, that's not the majority. And the origins are the same. So the choke point is not at the ports of entry or across the. But anyway, so we're at war. Okay, so hold that thought. Remember that Red Dawn opening. Let's go to video number one. You're going to like this, Randy Taylor. Well, let's watch this one here. This is video one. Senator Cruz to Mayorkas, if you had any integrity, you would resign. This is rather enjoyable. Here it is.
Good morning, Secretary Mayorkas.
Good morning.
Is there a crisis at our southern border?
Senator, there is a very significant...
That's a yes or no question.
There's a very significant...
Is there a crisis?
Senator, there's a very significant challenge...
I think your microphone is not on.
There is a very significant challenge that we are facing...
Yes or no, is there a crisis?
I believe I've addressed that question.
So you're refusing to answer?
Senator, there is a very significant challenge and...
Will you answer if there's a crisis?
Therefore, we are dedicating the resources...
Okay, so you're refusing to answer. Well, Secretary Mayorkas, I'll tell you someone who is willing to answer, which is your and President Biden's chief of the Border Patrol in a sworn deposition in July of 2022 when asked, would you agree, Chief Ortiz, that the southern border is currently in crisis? Answer, yes. Notice none of those wiggle words, none of that equivocation. One word, one syllable, yes. Are you willing to speak with the same clarity as Chief Ortiz? Is there a crisis at our southern border, yes or no?
Senator, I'm very proud to work alongside...
Oh, you refuse to answer. Let me ask you the next question. Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety...
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator... We have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, Is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe for Americans and aliens alike? Answer, yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
And security of the
American next question, people. Mr. Mayorkas, has the crisis made aliens less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are seeking.
So you won't answer that question either.
If you,
it's a yes or no. Has it made aliens less safe?
Senator, smugglers are exploiting.
Has the crisis made aliens less safe? Are you willing to answer it?
Senator, the smuggling organizations.
Okay, you're filibustering again. Let me ask you this question. How many migrants have died under President Biden?
Senator, your phrasing of the question is actually quite misleading.
How many migrants died in 2022?
Approaching our southern border?
Yes.
Precisely why we are seeking to exclude the smuggling.
Do you know the answer? Do you know how many died?
I do not.
You do not. Of course you don't. I know how many died. 853.
That is
853. And by the way, here are the numbers that have died every year.
Now,
go back to 1998.
Chart.
You see it's consistently between 300 and 400, 304 to 300, 400. Suddenly,
it's
2021, what happens?
There.
You get in office, and that red line are dead bodies. I've been on the Rio Grande, and I've seen dead bodies floating there who've drowned because of your refusal to do your job. You don't even know how many have died. What do you say to the Texas farmers and ranchers who find pregnant ladies dead on their property, who find toddlers dead on their property? What do you say to them?
I say that is why precisely we are taking it to the smuggling organizations.
But you are not. That is simply not true.
Number two, it is
Let me read from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago ran an article entitled, "It's like a graveyard. Record numbers of migrants are dying at the border." The story begins with this chilling line, quote, Eagle Pass, Texas. Local officials keep a refrigerated truck to hold the bodies of migrants who drown in the currents of the Rio Grande while trying to cross the border into the U.S. Mr. Chairman, I ask unanimous consent that this article be entered into the record. Let me ask you a different question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under the Biden administration?
Senator, this is precisely why we instituted...
I don't want a lecture. It's a question. How many children have been sexually assaulted by human traffickers under your administration?
Senator, this is exactly why on January 5th we announced
Do you know how many children have been sexually assaulted?
This is why we...
Okay, you're going to refuse to answer that question as well. Let's move on. It's obvious you've been instructed to stonewall, so I'm not going to let you. You don't get to stonewall and filibuster. Now, one of my Democratic colleagues before said the Democrat talking point, quote, this problem didn't start under Biden. I get if you're a partisan spinner, you got to figure out something to say about the absolute catastrophe that has played out under the Biden administration. True or false, Secretary Mayorkas, 2020 was the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. Is that true or false?
It is certainly the lowest level of immigration in many, many years. And what was it in 2020? What was it, Senator, in 2020 that impacted the entire world, including the United States?
Okay, so your testimony is the reason we had the lowest rate was COVID. It had nothing to do with building the wall, nothing to do with any catch and release, nothing to do with remain in Mexico. With all respect, Mr. Secretary, that answer is laughable. And in fact, if you look at illegal immigration, let's look at CBP encounters. You can see 500,000, 500,000, it drops to the lowest level, and boom, what happens? You show up, and that red line is you. That red line is Joe Biden. And you're claiming nothing happened. Oh, gosh, this was here before us. No, you made the decision to allow this to happen. Let me ask you, we now have over 5.5 million people who've entered this country illegally under Joe Biden. How many murderers have you released into America?
Senator, I'm not aware of any murderer whom we've...
So you don't know?
Into the, Senator, let me say something.
Do you know?
If you take a look at...
No, you don't get to give a speech. Do you know how many murderers you've released?
I'm just trying to answer your question.
How many rapists have you released?
Senator, I'm trying to answer your question.
You can answer, I know or I don't know.
Senator, any individual who poses a public safety threat...
How many child molesters have you released?
...and removed into the United States, from the United States.
Oh, so your testimony under oath, subject to perjury, is that you have not released any murderers, rapists, or child molesters among the 5.5 million? Is that your testimony?
Mr. Chairman, may I have the opportunity
to... No, you may not. You may answer my question.
You're not
is that your testimony, yes or no?
Senator, you're not allowing me to answer your question.
I am allowing you to answer. I'm not allowing you to filibuster.
If you take a look at the pace of immigration in 2018 to 2019...
You're refusing to answer. Let's move on. Let's move on to gotaways. Gotaways are the people that get away that you know about. Now, what happened under your administration? Gotaways consistently down at this low line. Boom, you get in. And they go from below 180,000 to 600,000. Now, I'll tell you this about a gotaway. You don't know among those 600,000 a year. You have no idea how many are murderers, correct?
That is precisely why the
correct?
Number of gotaways...
Do you know how many of those are murderers?
That is precisely why...
So you refuse to answer the question. You know how many are rapists? Do you know how many are rapists? This is a question. You're a lawyer. You know how to answer questions. Of the 600,000, do you know how many of them were rapists?
Senator, this is why we
So, again,
are...
the answer is no. Let me ask you this. Do you know how many of them are terrorists? And I don't want to... Senator, here's my lecture on this. Do you know how many of the 600,000 gotaways were terrorists? Yes or no?
Senator, we are focused on the...
You refuse to answer that as well. What's the result of massive gotaways? Well, one of the results is drug overdoses. And we now have, last year, over 100,000 overdoses who died, the majority from Chinese fentanyl streaming across the border. Now, you told Senator Cornyn, you care, but look what has happened under your policy. When you open up the border to the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history, people die. You claim you care, Mr. Secretary. That is a lie. You know, some months ago, Karine Jean-Pierre stood up at a White House briefing and said, people are not just walking across the border. Was she telling the truth?
Senator, you are...
Was she telling
so
the truth?
So profoundly disrespecting...
Was she telling the truth?
22 years
okay,
of government service.
You get to answer questions. You don't get to give speeches.
Senator, I served as a federal prosecutor.
All right, you're refusing to answer. If you look at, she was lying... And she was not lying on her own. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. Now, the photograph of people walking. She was lying on behalf of the President of the United States. This is a photograph from just one day along the Rio Grande of hundreds of thousands of people walking across the border. You have allowed this to happen. The photograph that was before. What are these wristbands?
Now watch this.
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job. Because I've been to the southern border, and if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands. Because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion-dollar criminal organizations, and these are modern-day leg irons. Because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing. Mr. Secretary, how many children have been sold into sex slavery under your administration?
Senator, we are taking it to the cartels.
How many children have been sold into sex slavery? Do you know how many children have been sold into sex slavery?
To an unprecedented degree.
Mr. Secretary, I want to say to you right now,
it is precisely...
your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace. And you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
There we go. Revolting indeed. Randy Taylor.
That man is disgusting.
Those wristbands. Look, I knew that. You knew that. The wristbands that signify the allegiance or the indebtedness to specific cartels. NGOs know that. Everyone knows that. And this guy sitting up there, this cue ball sitting up there saying, well, I don't know.
He's in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot more on this, but hold that thought. I want to take care of one of our sponsors real quick here. I want to thank Lightstream.com/Hagman. Thank you so very much for sponsoring this program. You know, this still is the year is still relatively new. And look, I know we're ending March. We're still in the first quarter of the year. And we set some goals, obviously, at the beginning of the year. And, frankly, one of the goals should be taking care of your finances. I know that's what we look at here. And that's what you can do as well by way of lightstream.com/Hagman. You know, you can pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate from loan from Lightstream. We all start out the new year ready to make some big changes in our lives, but it can be tough to keep the momentum going. Now is the time when I see a lot of people drop off, so we need to keep that momentum going. Here's how you can do that. Take control of your finances, get your discretionary income, make sure you've got make sure you're doing things smart, the intelligent way, and that is through lightstream.com/Hagman. If you have some credit card debt, roll them all into a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. They can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 7.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, plus the rate's fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for our listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on the Hagman. That's H-A-G-M-A-N-N. It's L-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-E-A-M. Lightstream.com/Hagman. Two N's on Hagman. So important you do that. Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 7.99% APR to 23.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will thank me later. You'll be glad you did, and I appreciate them for sponsoring the program. Randy Taylor is with me. You saw Mayorkas being grilled by Cruz. Also, Hawley just lit him up as well. Hawley talking about the Chinese, the number of Chinese showing the images, pictures, photographs of the Chinese coming across the border. And again, we started the program with the Red Dawn scenario. So we're fighting a war, and this guy, Mayorkas, is against us, right? I mean,
yeah, he's definitely complicit. He's supposed to be running the show. It's wide open down there. He's been proven time and time again that he's a liar. And it's insane what is going on down there. You know, you cross the northern border and they're tough. I kid you not. I go back and forth over the northern border all the time. The southern border is wide open. It is. And they're not coming through the checkpoints. They're the drugs. Listen, the drugs aren't being manufactured here in the U.S. that are the problem. It's the stuff coming up from down south that is the problem. And we know, anybody that's paid any attention knows, that elements within our own government are moving drugs across the border. That's not a joke, all right? Isn't it amazing that this country, when we went into Vietnam, suddenly we had a heroin problem in the United States? Vietnam War was over, we pulled out, that pretty well ceased. Occasionally there was some heroin. Okay. Now, when we went into Afghanistan, guess what? Heroin running rampant in the U.S. streets. Heroin dust everywhere. What? It doesn't take a genius to put two and two together here. Okay, and I was in the military back in the 80s, all right? And everything I did was down south. And I'll tell you right now, we're the biggest drug dealers on the planet. That is no joke. And if anybody thinks that these people aren't being paid off, when I say paid off, I'm talking about politicians, by drug cartels, they're out of their tree. This is nuts. This is out of hand. Trump was building a wall. The minute he was out of office, that stopped. That should tell you everything. There's no mystery here. The Democrats are evil. The Democrats are wrecking this country. They're destroying this country. We're just talking about the southern border. We're not even talking about all this tranny stuff and all yet. I mean, look at every angle there is.
I'm going to challenge you on that. Okay, you said the Democrats.
Which one?
Okay. I believe, yes, that the Democrats are the Communist Party of today. However, and really the Satan, the embracers of the satanic agenda. However, you've got a uniparty right now. I believe. Look, there are some Republicans that are just as bad.
I'm talking about who's in charge of making the decisions right now.
Okay,
The Democrats are really running the country right now. The Republicans get up there and beat on the desk all they want. They're not doing anything about it, nor can they really do anything about it. Stop and think about that. What power do they have right now?
Yeah, well, they can impeach Mayorkas, but it'll never pass through the Senate.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to happen. The Democrats right now, as sitting as the people in charge, are running us right into the toilet. And don't get me wrong, Bush Sr., I liked Ronald Reagan, okay? But there were things going on behind the scenes that if you knew about it, would have blown your mind. Okay, and Doug's right. It's both sides of the aisle. But we, as a country, at least seem to make an effort when we have a Republican sitting in the White House and we've got some power in the legislative houses. Right now, it's still, they're pretty much powerless. Cruz can yell and scream all he wants, beat on the desk. Jim Jordan can do all that. What's going to happen?
Even when we had a majority in the House and Senate,
We've wasted it.
Yeah, I've not seen any perp walks as a result of that. Good sound bites, but
They talk a good show. Right. They talk a good show, but this Biden is the epitome of evil.
Well, yeah,
this guy is serving a satanic master.
You know, his response to the shooting yesterday, off-the-cuff response, talking about chocolate chip ice cream. I was going to play that, but it made me sick to even look at that. Yeah.
How distasteful.
Exactly.
And how uncaring and how calloused could a president be?
Well, I think we all know how Biden's not there.
No, he's a mouthpiece for somebody, but I'll tell you right now, Obama and these guys there's a shadow government running this country.
Absolutely.
And people that don't see that, I don't know, you're asleep at the wheel. And these people that continue to vote for this garbage and keeping this garbage in office.
Well,
you're running the country into the toilet.
And that's the thing, okay? We are not electing the best. Well, we're not electing.
Look what we have to choose from. 350 million people. Look at the garbage they put up for us to vote for.
Yeah.
This is the best you have.
Yeah.
That's the part that scares me, because these are supposed to be the cream of the crop, the politician, the best person to run the country, the way to set the nation straight. And they're garbage.
I mean, look at Fetterman for Pennsylvania. Okay, I want a proof of life check on Fetterman. Yeah, I really do.
They do need to go by his house constantly and do those, what do they call it, wellness checks.
Yeah. I want a proof of life check, because he could very well be on life support or whatever, you know, being kept alive until.
And in the election, how they endorsed this guy.
Yes.
You might as well have endorsed a house plant. Seriously. That was one of the thing that really bothers me with this Biden administration. He is more concerned with, and his cronies are more concerned with token.
Oh, diversity hires.
Token. But, you know, the one you look at that admiral, the that freaky, funky
Richard Levine.
That one. Yeah. How can you not be embarrassed around the world to say that person works for you? How?
Well,
look at the sad state we're in.
Exactly.
This is crazy. And the persecution of Trump. Things are out of hand, folks. Things are out of hand. And I don't know right now. I know how to reel it in. I'm not going to say it on the air.
Probably a good idea, but you know, you mentioned something about Levin and others, and you know, even the spokes thing
creature. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
How could you have a serious conversation with that individual?
Well, you can't, because again, that's the token black lesbian for the regime. Okay, so which brings me to this, because this is important, because now, if you look at the school shooting yesterday, Covenant Christian School, a war has been declared by the left, by the activist left, communists, if you will, the transgender movement. Not the B had an article. It was yesterday they published it. Trans activists are calling for more blood after the Nashville shooting. And the second part of that, I have a little issue with this, how Christians should respond. Here, let's just take the first part. And it reads, just very briefly, after Monday's mass shooting at the K-6 school at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville, trans activists are doubling down on calls for bloodshed, putting their support behind the murderous woman who took the lives of 6 people. DC Drano writes, unconfirmed reports identify the Nashville shooter as Audrey Hale, a biological female that identifies as him on LinkedIn. Okay, and there's the profile there before it was scrubbed. And then look at so Randy Taylor and everyone watching this, look at the next one. F this, okay? Oppressed minorities strike back, and if you don't want it to happen, stop oppressing them. How in the hell are they being oppressed?
They're not. They're being glorified.
Exactly.
They're not. They are not being. No. It's the Christians that are being oppressed.
Yes. And the Christians are targets. And as you scroll down through this article, you've got the Trans Day of Vengeance, Stop Trans Genocide, whatever the hell that is. And of course, some assembly on April 1st. That's, you know, do we know if that's going to happen? And then below that, there's a trans activist posted someone on Twitter saying, when they tell you their intentions, believe them. Look at the shirt. They've got trans rights, and then below that they've got various semi-automatic rifles, and then of course you see all of the signs as you scroll down, and the same thing as the shirt in a sign fashion. And then of course give up your guns. This is my personal objection, which is below that picture that you're, that's on your screen. Give up your guns or we'll shoot your kids. Okay, that, okay, there you go. Now we're talking, how can I put this without, well, I'm just going to say it. Now we're talking war. You say that to me? Okay. Believe me, you're the target now. Randy Taylor, what are your thoughts? Did we lose you, brother? And we lost Randy Taylor. All right. Well, going through this, look, the article does go get into this. They are not the oppressed. They are the celebrated. As Randy Taylor said, they're the trendsetters, the high priests, the martyrs. After all, the powerful will wear their flag and remember when the various buildings, including the White House, the Empire State Building in New York City and other buildings were cloaked in the colors of the rainbow flag, a symbol that they hijacked from Almighty God or attempted to hijack. And then you've got Minnesota, and below that, this should concern everyone because these are the people in power. You got Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan wore that particular shirt that you see on screen last week, protect trans kids. And there's a knife there right underneath protect as if to suggest something offensive. And you know something, here's the problem. Even yesterday, when some of these were posted on Twitter to show you what was going on, they were removed. When some of these, and obviously Facebook, they never got a chance to be seen by anyone. And then, of course, down below that, you got the slippery slope that we talked about. Let us get married, bake our cake, use our pronouns, allow minors to dance for us in drag.
Yeah, I'm back. I got pulled off. Sorry.
All right. So this is a war, Randy Taylor. Your thoughts?
Yep.
I mean, how do we handle this? How do we handle this? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
We're being interfered with by someone. Something's going on here.
Gee, that's a surprise.
I have not once lost internet connection, but it's saying that I don't have an internet connection. Not once. I'm sitting here looking at my router's readout. I have not once.
Well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Again, here we are. And folks, let me tell you something. Okay, we are fighting every day to stay on the air. And you know, we need your support. We ask for your support and we appreciate it. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it seriously takes serious equipment to get around this stuff. I'm sitting here looking right at. I'm sitting here looking right at it and there's nothing at all. That indicates that I was off the internet, but I was looking at the screen. It says you have no internet connection.
Well, again, we try to shuck and jive around that, but you know, electronically and otherwise, but it's just, you know,
unbelievable.
There will be a day, Randy Taylor, there will be a day when Hagerman Report will be off the air.
Eventually. I know. And that day's coming and they're doing their damnedest to do it.
That's right.
But no, we are a war. We are a war, people. When I said that right before we got cut off, they're calling for blood in the street.
Yeah, they are.
All right, and they put it in writing. So technically, in a unbiased legal system, you and I should be able to say that the patriots and Christians should go out in the street and counter that action. Legally,
yes.
And no one should be able to say anything to me. No one should be able to show up at the office with a warrant. The left is calling for blood in the street. People listen to that. They're not saying, hey, come out and support us in a march. You know, we're going to have Kool-Aid and cookies. Okay. They want blood. Okay? Guess whose blood they want? Christians, patriots. That's us. And we're just going to, I guarantee someone's going to get hurt. Someone's going to get killed. We have got to counter this. I'm too old and basically crippled to do anything. People, this has got to be countered. If they show up with 10, you show up with 20. Force plus one. This is getting ridiculous. And they're going to come after me for saying that. Somebody's taking notes right now. But the point that I'm trying to make is I should be able to say anything I want when I'm sitting here reading that they're calling for the blood of my countrymen. What makes them any different from the enemy overseas that wants to kill us? They're killing us from within. And the government is backing them. That's the sad part.
Amen. Backing them and laughing at us while doing the same. And not only backing this perverse satanic agenda, but they're coming after us but through a weaponized system of justice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be the first one to say, we'll end up sitting in court one day and they're going to hear, we'll hear our conversation being read back to us. And we'll be the evil ones. You know what? We're pretty much like the forefathers, and people are listening, you pay attention. We're like the forefathers of this great nation to have their meetings, because the British were looking for them. The British wanted to kill them.
Yep.
Our forefathers, and I want you to think about this, they sacrificed everything. Lives, families. They lost their businesses. They lost their land. They lost their livelihoods. They died to give us this great nation that we're letting the perverse in our society destroy. These trannies shouldn't even have a voice. Certainly not a violent voice against Christians and patriots.
Amen to that.
This is insane. This is the definition of insanity.
You've got that. You've got the perversity along with the criminality contained in the Biden laptop, which was essentially covered up for 2 years. Four and counting. But, there's not going to be any, or seemingly not going to be any recourse. Okay.
No, imagine if that was Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr.'s laptop.
Well, or anyone's. I mean, yeah.
But everything is so wrong. And going after Trump because he had a conversation with a Russian before he was elected. So what? There wasn't any money being transacted, but nothing like what the Bidens have done. The Bidens have sold out the country. Do people get that? They've sold us out.
Yes. That's one thing we can say for sure. They have become wealthy on the backs of the security of this nation. The Biden crime syndicate has. Yes.
Oh, yeah, by on the blood of Americans.
Yes. Along.
Don't think for a second. There's no. Absolutely, they're pigs' work. They are the devil's work.
Amen to that.
And they're running the country. That's what's screwed up here. And we have a group calling for blood in the streets and nothing's being done about it?
No, but those people like us who speak out against it will be on the list.
Yes.
And that's going to give us, we've got to close out our program. Randy Taylor, I kind of hijacked today's program. I apologize.
No, that's fine. No, that's good. This has been, I hope, very informative for everyone. The stuff, I mean, we all know it, but it has to be exposed. It's almost as if we have to have our nose rubbed in it to realize that it's wrong. It's like the dog, you know, come here, what is this? You know, that's almost what we have to do, because people are sitting back. They're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. If we're afraid like that, we are never going to win. We're never going to win. That's and right. This crap going on with these activists, they need to be met.
And we must do the meeting, folks. thank you for tuning in. Leave your comments on Rumble.
God bless you.
HagmanPI.com. Randy Taylor, thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
Right on, brother.